T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Do you feel like the country's out of control? You're right. Do you feel like you're all alone in feeling that? You're wrong. That's the really cool thing about this CBS News YouGov poll. CBS News and YouGov, both liberal pollsters, found a shocking 79% of Americans say the country is out of control. Just 21% say things are under control. What does that mean? This is all good news. Number one, you're not alone. Not by a long shot. Number two, Americans are finally feeling the discomfort that is so key to us remaining free. Now, I hate that you and I have to go through it with them, but this is great news. They're getting it. They're finally getting it. That's despite being hopelessly and endlessly lied to, misinformed by the American media, as people who tell them the truth are routinely canceled in most cases. It means the Democrats are losing their grip on the narrative. That's why they're in a frothing panic. But we still have a way to go. More pain is necessary. Because the true cause of this, I don't think by Americans, is still completely understood. And part of that is that Fox News misinforms them so completely as well, too. Here's how. With this silly narrative of Joe Biden is incompetent. Joe Biden, he's just an old fool. He's senile, man. He doesn't know how to run things. That creates the impression, if we just get rid of Joe, we can go back to being a normal country. People don't understand that Joe Biden's administration isn't incompetent at all. In fact, they are highly competent. The success they've gotten at the speed they've gotten is astonishing. Yet even Fox News continues to play along, pretending that Joe Biden, gosh darn, really just wants to help. Darn it. He's trying so hard to secure our borders, trying so hard to fix our economy, but he's just so incompetent and senile. No. What you're seeing is the Democrat agenda in action. It won't change one iota if Amy Klobuchar is the president, or Pete Buttigieg, or Michelle Obama. Not one change in the misery level whatsoever. That is the second lesson Americans have to learn. They haven't learned that one yet. Haven't learned that removing Joe Biden is going to do nothing to deaden their pain or the struggle that day-to-day life increasingly presents. I tell you this all the time, starting in the Bush administration, going clear through the Trump administration, polls were pretty much the same, divided right down the middle. 80% of Americans agreed on nothing, but not anymore. The full throttle misery of the Democrat agenda is uniting Americans. They still haven't 100% figured out what the problem is, but they're getting warmer. That same poll by CBS News and YouGov had another astonishing finding in just the last 2 weeks. And I think people have been paying more attention in the last 2 weeks. Back on October 14th, the Democrats were ahead by 2 in the generic congressional ballot. That's really bad because their voters are slack asses. So if they're only 2 points ahead of us, that means we're going to take Congress back, at least one house of it, if not two. Fast forward to now, October 28th, 2 weeks later, Republicans are up by 16 points over the Democrats. That is a total 18-point swing. Holy cow. among independents. They are breaking hard for Republicans. When the Democrats see this, what do they think inside their bunkers and their slimy little hidey holes? What they think correctly is that they are failing for the first time to completely control the narrative. See, narrative control for them going forward is going to get harder and harder and harder. This is why every authoritarian regime involves, every socialist regime, every communist regime involves some level of speech control, because communism and socialism don't work. And so when you promise the people that you're going to shake down every rich guy and give them the money and they don't get the money, and then their standard of living declines, you have to silence them. You have to say the communism part, the socialism part, the promises of redistribution, that's just to get the power. Then you have to turn on the people who gave it to you, because they will quickly realize you lied. This is where the Democrats are, and they're struggling to get the control authoritarians always need at this point. That is why censorship is so critical to them, because their entire economic program doesn't work. It's not meant to work. It's meant to enslave the American people, to trap them in their homes, to require them to stand online for all the necessities of life, from food to fuel. All regimes are operated this way on purpose. The pain, the struggle, is to consume your time so you can't come for them, can't come for the government, because you're just trying to get to work and feed your kids. But then something amazing happened. Something like a miracle, really. Elon Musk bought Twitter. And then something more miraculous, he turned around in his first act and fired Twitter's top lawyer, Vijay Gaddy. You know, the crazy chick crying real tears when she found out that Musk would buy Twitter. She cried during a meeting where she said the company could change. Who is this wench? She's the one who decided to censor the articles about Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, real information. In doing so, she helped the left hide Hunter's crimes from the American people before an election. It was a horror. Musk fired her first. You're about to watch something extraordinary. You're about to watch Elon Musk become the most hunted man on earth. Right now, that man is Trump. You're going to see every one of Elon's homes and businesses repeatedly raided by corrupt federal law enforcement on kangaroo court charges. More on the courts that will level these charges in a minute. But know this, so far, no fewer than 3 federal investigations have been launched into Musk, 2 in just the last week alone. Some more predictions. If Elon Musk remains true to his promise, you will see him unable to leave the country, because there'll be so many countries in which he's subject to arrest. Every business he owns will be raided repeatedly and destroyed. He'll have to move those businesses to red states, including himself, because you'll see the Democrat state prosecutors, attorney generals, come for him too. Here's what he said that caused him to be the world's most hunted man. The reason I acquired Twitter, this was over the weekend he said this, is because, he actually wrote it, it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner without resorting to violence. There is currently great danger that social media will splinter into far right-wing and far left-wing echo chambers that generate more heat and divide our society. In the relentless pursuit of clicks, much of the traditional media has fueled and catered to those polarized extremes, as they believe that's what brings in the money. But in doing so, he writes, the opportunity for dialogue is lost. That is why I bought Twitter. I didn't do it because it would be easy. I didn't do it to make more money. I did it to try to help humanity, whom I love, and I do so with humility, he says. Okay, folks, this was all too much for GM. I mean, the firing of the very woman who lied to us during the election, censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. Folks, GM just pulled its ads. This is the beginning of the war on Twitter. See, GM was cool with it when Twitter was censoring those telling the truth about Hunter's crimes. But to allow those telling the truth about Hunter's crimes to be online on social media, way too much. for GM. So they pulled their advertising. You are going to see so many corporations do this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And this is just the beginning of Elon's battle. I've had so many people tell me in the comment sections, well, you know, Elon will be fine. He's got a lot of money. But that won't mean anything for the fight ahead. Oh, you couldn't do this without billions of dollars. Don't get me wrong, but it's not going to change his fate. It's not going to stop the raids. It's not going to stop the warrants based on no evidence of crimes. Why? Because I warn my audience all the time, you need to understand this, that we increasingly have areas of this country that I call post-American territories. They are no longer recognizably or legally or constitutionally American. One of those is the D.C. area, the district court system, where you go before a grand jury, 92% of the citizen base are registered Democrats. The judges are all Democrats. They're completely corrupt. And so people still think, well, if they got a warrant, you know, we got to honor that. Well, if they indicted you, that's serious. Well, if they convicted you, that means something. It doesn't. It is a total kangaroo court, no different than one you would find in Cuba. You can hire the most talented, the priciest lawyers on the planet. They can make brilliant arguments, make great use of precedent before these judges in the D.C. District Court. They can pull this in the Southern District of New York, too. If they pick one of those, it doesn't matter. They'll always get the warrant for the boot to go through Elon Musk's door, always, because these are, again, post-American post-constitutional courts where guilt, innocence, basic human rights, civil liberties are determined and awarded based on one's voting history and perceived partisan affiliation. They will come for him and they will get him. Do not be surprised when he has to flee the country. My guess is he'll flee to a red state first. He's going to have to take everything with him. There cannot be one iota of jurisdiction left in a blue state for him. Or he'll do what most humans would do, even billionaires. He's still a human being under these circumstances. He'll crack. See, this Paul Pelosi attack, I use the word attack lightly, is why the Democrats are freaking out about Elon buying Twitter. They can't squelch a story, make up any false narrative about it they choose. The press of citizen reporters will chomp away at every last inch of their propaganda till only the truth remains. This is where we are. They cannot, folks, if there is even one spot on earth that is frequented by the general public where the truth is told, they're in trouble. Because guess what? People are going to come looking for it. When my sister voted for Hillary in 2016 against Trump, she called me up after the election and said, you know, I don't know if I made the right decision. I can't figure it out. Can you tell me, is there a website I could go to read both sides? I thought about it. And I was like, no, there isn't. It doesn't exist. If Twitter was that, it poses a mortal threat to their rule. It could literally leave the Democrat Party wandering the woods for a generation while they figure out who they are, if people actually figured out who they are. And if you think about it, this is why what they have to do is so exhausting. We only need one space like that. They have to shut down every single space like that. If you think about it, and this is pretty incredible, Elon Musk, who isn't even a Republican and really not a conservative, has done more for Republicans and conservatives with this one purchase than our current leaders of the Republican Party, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, have ever done combined. And Elon Musk doesn't even work for us. Why might Musk be doing all this? Keep an eye on SpaceX's Starlink. It's supposed to connect to remote area mobile phones by next year. It's basically an alternative mobile phone service. It's aimed, because it's a series of satellites, at areas where reception is very poor. Think about this for a minute. Who populates those areas? The very people who aren't allowed to speak on Twitter. Trump supporters. But Musk clearly intends for some of the cell phone market. Maybe even try to dominate it with a new satellite phone market. This, as the New York Times and the Washington Post, almost monthly now, demand that Apple and Android begin censoring even your texts to make sure you don't spread misinformation. You can see where Elon Musk is going with this. For instance, watch the Starlink dust-up between him and the federal government right now. What happened? Vladimir Putin shot down the Ukrainians' capability to access the internet. So what does Elon do? He offers the Ukrainians, and they've been using it, Starlink for free at a cost to Elon of $20 million a month. What does this do? Well, effectively, the Russians have censored, blocked access to the internet for Ukrainians. Elon's putting it back. That's very similar to the situation for half of America, whose access to the internet, to social media, to being able to be people on social media is being blocked. See the parallel there? See what he could do with Starlink? Musk could theoretically sell total escape from not just censorship on social media, but think about it. What did we learn last week? Google had announced the creation, and it's operating now, of something called MUM. I mean, how Big Brother-esque. And they flat out said, hey, listen, the way our search engines used to work was, you know, the thing that got the most hits, was most popular, would be featured first. And then if you wanted something more obscure, you could keep going down, but not anymore. Only trusted sources will appear. It does not matter if you want to see them. It does not matter if you believe them or want to read them. It'll only be the trusted sources. Everything else will be erased. You can't go to page 15 and find it. But with Starlink and phones, Elon Musk could literally offer not just Americans, but the whole Earth a different world, a freer world. It's a genius-level marketing ploy, if he can stay out of prison. Do you wonder, like, why is he alienating all these leftists that buy his Teslas? And he's going to lose some market there. Well, but who is he wanting to pick up? It's going to be the very people he'll be allowing back on Twitter. And he could take Twitter with him if he wanted to. It all fits, unless they destroy him. You're about to see a full court press in that direction. What they've done to Trump will look like child's play compared to what's coming for Elon. Will he knuckle under? Will he give up? Or will he fight on? I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, as he did, the future of freedom for humanity literally depends on this man. A man who, if he chose to, could profitably recreate the freedom we had in 2016 when Trump, unfettered, used the internet to reach Americans with his message. He didn't just change America forever. He changed the world. There's still wave elections going on all over the place. Russia to former Soviet republics where Trumplican candidates are winning, where the Trump message is winning despite their social controls. Now imagine a world in which you could go and put any app you want in an app store and go on any social media site and not be canceled, and not have the app for that social media site canceled and killed like Parler's was, where search results actually bring up what people want to see, not what the elites want you to see, where people are uncancelable. People will hunger more and more for that world, and the man who provides it will end up astronomically wealthy. That is, if he physically survives his attempt to bring that world about. Good luck, Elon Musk.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.